Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a beautiful day in Bozeman, Montana. Sun is out. It is a little chilly, but this is the weekly energy update for the week of January 16th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. Now, we know that 2022 is a year when we get stuff done, when we make progress in our lives, and this week shifts us in the right direction. There's lots of significant things happening this week. We have a full moon. We have the start of Aquarius season. Uranus goes direct. Remember, Venus and Mercury are still retrograde. And then one of the key events for 2022, the lunar nodes change signs. So let's break this all down to see how it affects the energy this week. So right now on Sunday, the energy is building for our first full moon of the year on Monday. This is the wolf moon because it's the time of year when wolves tend to howl more. And this full moon is in Cancer, and that places a magnifying glass over our feelings. You and those around you will become more sensitive, more emotional, more temperamental during this time. And you may have some sudden life revelations. So we want to pay particular attention to any feelings that come up for the next few days. So when planets in astrology are 120 degrees apart, the aspect is called a trine. And trines are as positive as it gets. So this full moon is trine Jupiter, giving it a dose of positivity and just general good fortune right now. The revelations and life realizations that you have, these switch your life in a fabulous way, a positive way right now. So the key to taking advantage of all this good juju is by taking a look inward to examine your feelings, to make important choices about your life, and then decide to make the changes. So the first step to making changes in your life is deciding to do it. The instant you decide something, the wheels start turning and you start attracting it into your life and moving in the right direction. So the big work in changing your life is the decision to do it. Really deciding down in your soul that you are changing. And once that energy shift is made, the hardest part of changing is really done. Everything else kind of lines up behind that. So what are you changing this year? What are you changing right now? Is this the year you find your soulmate? Is this the year you take charge of your finances? Is it the year you get in shape? Is it the year that you embrace who you are? This is the perfect time to finally make the decision to change your life. 2022 is the year to make progress forward, and that starts with making the important decisions. And then when Uranus goes direct on Tuesday, those decisions and the realizations that we've had get cemented in. So you make the decision, and then that is it. The universe is lining up behind you with that decision. So those are the first 2 days of the week before we get to one of the big events of this year, which happens on Wednesday. And that's when the lunar nodes change signs. So the lunar nodes, the nodes of the moon, represent a mathematical point between the sun and the moon. And they indicate both our personal and our collective karma and destiny. Okay, anytime we're talking karma and destiny, you know it's big. So the north node represents where we're going, whereas the south node represents our past or where we have been. So the lunar nodes are shifting from Gemini and Sagittarius over to Taurus and Scorpio. So the north node is moving into Taurus, and Taurus rules over the environment, the state of our planet, our foundations, our stamina levels, our feelings of self-worth, and our relationship with abundance. So essentially, the north node shifting into Taurus indicates that it's time to start building a solid foundation for the next 18 months. Now we know why those decisions are so important right now. We're basing the next 18 months on the foundations and the decisions that we are making now. So the south node's moving into Scorpio, And that indicates in order to build these solid foundations, that we have to embrace and accept the cycles of death and rebirth that have occurred. The old us and parts of our personality, our lives, those are gone. It's dead. We are moving on. And we're being reborn with these commitments to ourselves right now, and we are laying the foundation. So the shift of these nodes plays a huge role in our destiny. And it asks us to let go, finally, of what is no longer working so that we can build these solid, secure foundations. So don't hold on to any situations, any people, any behaviors that are holding you back. Okay, so what does all this mean? It means that we're feeling emotional, which leads to realizations about ourselves. Aha moments that cause us to reflect and decide to make important decisions that change our destiny and the course of our lives. Big stuff, big stuff. And all of this destiny stuff takes a lot of energy. So be really gentle with yourself and whatever emotions float up right now. You know, make time to rest and recharge. And then get the emotions out of your body. We want to have a good cry, a good laugh, you know, a good sweaty workout. We want to get the emotions out of our body and move that energy along so that we can move forward. And then on Thursday, if that's not enough, you know, decisions, destined and fated decisions. But then on Thursday, the 20th, Aquarius season begins. And we feel this big energetic shift, because the sun is moving out of Capricorn and into Aquarius, and it brings some lightness. We're shifting from earth to air. And so energy is going to move up our body, helping us to feel a little more energized. And this Aquarius season is going to be liberating. We're becoming more aware of what's outdated in our lives, and we're finding new ways to look at things and new ways to do things. And we're making progress forward with these commitments that we've made for ourselves. So remember, if the first part of the week has you feeling emotional and kind of sucks, that things lighten up at the end of the week. So that's good news. We'll take it, huh? So one of my clients asked me this week how to tell the difference between procrastination and divine timing. And I thought about this all week until it dawned on me that there were so many more options than those two. So energetic blocks play a part in procrastination. Low self-esteem plays into it. Our societal fascination with doing instead of being plays into it, amongst many other things. So divine timing is granted to us as a gift. Sometimes when we want to be further along than where we are, it doesn't feel like a gift. And divine timing isn't only about your timing. I think of it like traffic that moves systematically so that all cars reach where they're going at this, you know, with harmony and alignment. Sometimes we zoom through all the green lights, and then other times we hit all the red lights. But we need the light so that we all get to where we're going. Our spiritual growth is happening perfectly. Everything is happening at the exact right time. We don't need to bother about timing. When doors open, we walk through them. When no doors are opening, we rest and reflect. But we struggle with this sometimes when we feel like we should be doing more. It's when you throw the doing into the mix that we get messed up. So in our society, doing often determines our value, and we judge ourselves on how much we're doing. So years ago, I got divorced. You know, a couple years leading up to that divorce, every day I struggled with the decision, and I spent so much time focused on it. It kind of became, of those 2 years, an obsession for me for years. And then one day I woke up as clear as a bell that today was the day. There was no decision that day. I just knew in my soul it was the day. Now, looking back with the wisdom of age, I wasn't ready until that day. I thought I was, but I had other stuff to learn about myself, about how I was in relationship, about how to love myself. So those 2 years leading up to the divorce could have been so much happier and better if I would have realized that everything happens at the exact right time. The question for me is, what makes me feel better? Will binging Netflix all day make me happier than cleaning the house? Yeah, and sometimes that's yes, sometimes it's no. A clean house brings me lots of joy and keeps me vibing high. So sometimes I'm going to choose cleaning the house. So always go for the thing that feels better. The better, happier, more joyful we feel, the more we are allowing. We're allowing abundance to reach us. The better we feel, the more we are in the flow. You know, it's that old thing saying, you know, just go with the flow, dude. Yes, that's it. Just go with the flow, dude. You can tell I grew up in California, huh? So don't just jump to hating on yourself if you're not productive. Check in and see how you feel. What choice in that minute makes you feel better? And it's just that easy. So make the choice that feels better and then let the guilt and the shoulds of not doing go and just be. So to recap this week, hey, take care of yourself during the emotional times. Get some extra rest, maybe watch some good funny movies, get a good cry out, get in a sweaty workout, move that energy out of your body. Also this week, we're committing to life-changing decisions. We go big right now. Go for what you really, really want deep in your soul. This is the time to make the decisions and cement those in your foundation and move forward from these life-changing decisions into the rest of this year. This is the time. All right, and tomorrow is the last day of my Astrology Akashic Records and Abundology sale. I know you're going to be happy of me not having to talk about this anymore. So you do get an hour appointment of all three of those for only $300, or you can just get Astrology and me or Akashic Records and me for only $200, and I'll put links in the show notes to those, or you can find them on my website, abundology.com. You know, as always, thank you for listening. It's a big week. Make the big choices. Be brave. Go for it. Make the choices that you know are going to make your life outstanding. This is time. All right. I'll talk to you again next week.